Well, desire and interest in your prayers and your attention this afternoon. I'd like to share a little thought with you. Sometimes things can be kind of complicated and sometimes they're not. So I have something that's pretty non-complicated, I think, this afternoon. I was thinking of a comment that was made earlier. Maybe Brother Ken Elwell made it about moving or something. I think he lived at a place he was at for 15 years and realized that he had a lot of things there that he was having to maybe sort through or make decisions, kind of questioning whether why he had all of that, and it brought back some memories of mine. 18 years ago, we made a move, and we had lived there at that place for about 12 years before we moved. And it was at the time when my children felt like that all of our things that we had collected were important too. I think some of them have kind of adopted the more minimalist attitude since that time, but we moved a lot of stuff. And the reason that we moved it all is because we thought we might need it for something. So now I've lived at this house for 18 years, and I have all of that I moved, plus some more. But there's a lot of things that I can do with what I call my good junk. There's a lot of things that can happen at the spur of the moment because I have an inventory. You need a few bolts? I got buckets of them. You need a few boards? I've got some boards. You need a few shingles? I probably got some of those too. I've got little boxes of pipe fittings, and I've got nails of different sizes and shapes, and some of them have little rubber washers on them, and I just got a lot of good stuff. And my wife is not completely void of this trait either. A year or so ago, I kind of updated our pantry and built some new shelves for her and got her canned goods and other supplies kind of organized. So I took a picture of it and took it and showed it to some of the folks that I work with. And they were amazed. Well, that's like a store. It is. But there's a lot of stuff there, and it's good. It's really good. So there's only one thing that keeps it from all coming together to be something that we would use at that time. And so the thing I want to talk to us this afternoon about just a little bit is inspiration. You know, all it takes is a little inspiration, and I can start rounding up all of my good stuff. You'd be amazed at the things that we can create at my house. My children now, they can call me and say, "Dad, have you got whatever?" I probably do. I probably have some of it. And if it comes a time that my wife feels inspired to make something, she probably can, because the goods are down there in the basement in that storeroom that we have. And I was thinking about our walk with the Lord. In 2 Timothy, we have a verse that we probably all recited at some time or another. It says, "Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So every time that you pick up the scripture, every time you read the scripture, whether you are actually committing it to memory or not, you're becoming more familiar with it. And you're putting something in inventory. You're accumulating, just like all of my good stuff. And I certainly don't want to downgrade the scripture and the time that you spend with the Lord to my good junk status. Because I have a lot of it that I will even say is just good junk. But the scripture is something that is, the more we hide it in our hearts, the more we have that little phrase, you know, with all of our search engines and all of that that we have on our electronic scriptures, all we have to have is just a little phrase, and we probably can find it. But if we don't have that phrase, you know, what good is inspiration if you don't have something to work with? You can feel inspired at rainy days or back over the past couple years, all of the pandemic thing that we've mentioned here in services a few times. The first time it came around and visited us, my wife was positive and I wasn't positive, and I was quarantining, and so I began to work on some projects that was undone, and I couldn't have done that if I didn't have the goods on hands. And she decided that once she got past her time of having to stay away from people, she was happy for me to be there and work on the house. And I was putting some new flooring in and all of that that we already had. But all I had to have is a little inspiration, a little motivation there. But as you hide the scripture and those phrases and those things into your heart and in your mind, in your life, you give the Lord something to work with. You give Him... I don't like showing up at a work day and wishing I had something that was at the house. So some of you know, I bought a trailer. And I put all the tools that I might possibly use at a work day in this trailer. So if I show up, I got it all. I don't have my shingles, and I don't have my 2x4s, and I don't have my buckets of bolts, but I got my tools with me. So many times things come up. You never know what you're going to need to fix around a place like this. And there's things that comes up, and I have it. I can do it. It's something that inspiration can actually have some legs. It can actually have some hands, and it can actually have something behind it that would actually accomplish something. Over here in Job, the 32nd chapter, it says, maybe we'll begin verse 7. He says, I said, days should speak, and multitudes of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Inspiration that comes from the Lord. You can have a inspiration that pops into your head. Oh, it'd be nice to be able to know how to do something, or be able to build something, or repair something. All of those it'd be nice to be able to do that. But what good is the inspiration if you don't have something to go with it? So he says here, there's a spirit in man. There is something about us that needs inspiration. But beyond inspiration, I want us to have something that when inspiration comes, it starts coming together and producing an outcome that's beneficial. He says, the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. How can we gain understanding if we don't have something that the Lord can inspire to our hearts? But if you've got something, if you've read something, if you've meditated on the scripture, if you've applied yourself, then the Lord can start giving you inspiration and giving you understanding and opening up the stories that I read, that was read to me as a child, and the ones that I read to my children, and the ones that I like to read to my grandchildren now. There's still more in those stories. And the more we're familiar with that and we begin to notice what the writer had in mind, I'm amazed at how much inspiration can come from just the stories that we have read, whether it's about David and Goliath or another popular story that we would read to children. But if we don't have that, if we don't put it, if we don't think about it, if we don't meditate, if we don't put it in there, then the Lord can't give us much understanding. Our inspiration will be maybe from another source. So let's turn to 2 Timothy, I believe it is, chapter 3. And notice here what the writer had to say. I believe that the Lord wants to use this little emotion or avenue of inspiration to get you and I motivated for a greater accomplishment, greater victories and purpose in our life. So in chapter 3, in verse 16, common verse here again, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. The Lord inspired the writers of the scripture we have to pen the words, and they've obviously been translated and handed down, and there's maybe we could debate on the accuracy of some of that, but ultimately I believe we all have to acknowledge that the scripture comes from being inspired by God. He's behind it all, and that inspiration has been given to us, and when we take that and hide it in our hearts and we begin to meditate on it and think about it and have it on the shelf, I want us to really get, I'm not trying to make hoarders out of us, and I'm not going to accept that I'm a hoarder. I just have a lot of good stuff. I do use it and I do things with it, so I'm not a hoarder. But I want to be the same way with the scripture. I want to be the same way with the things of the Lord. I want to have it on in my life. I want to have it. A few years ago, I went to, I don't know if he's here, but I'll talk about him anyway. I went to Brother Jeremy's house, and I don't even remember why I was there, but I noticed that he had signs in his garage when he would go in the back door and out the back door, when he was going to his place of work and all that. He had signs that had scriptures on them, and one of them was, I believe, I'll make a covenant with my eyes. You know, that's important for us to have. We're going out into a wicked place out there. And the Lord can use that if we, you know, put a sign on the wall. I want those scriptures in my mind, in my heart. I want them in my life so the Lord can tap into them. You never know when you might need something. That's why I save it. That's why I don't always return my plumbing fittings when I'm done with a project. I put them in a little box and I got them on a shelf. And you never know when you'll need a 3/4 PVC tee or elbow or a slip bushing. It's just good to have that kind of stuff. So I want us to consider how important it is for us today to have the Lord on tap in in inventory in our life. He says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine. It gives us a good foundation for reasoning. That's what doctrine is many times. For reproof, times that we need some correction, and the Lord can come along and say, you know, those things that's coming out of your life, they're... You remember that verse you read the other day and you didn't get much out of it? Maybe you ought to take it off the shelf and use it a little bit right here. For correction, for instruction in righteousness. This is a bad place to say, to ask a question of the crowd and say, are you interested in learning more about the Lord? Because the answer would be pretty obvious. Yes, you're here. You're in afternoon service, and you want to know more. So the obvious answer is yes, we want to know more. But are we giving the Lord the inventory where He can give us instruction, where He can give us reproof, where He can inspire our hearts and cause things to pop into our head? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
There's many times, some of y'all know people that have built things out of junk and just parts laying around, and maybe some old machinery that has been parked in the fence row, and they go scrounging around and get some little piece off of it, and before they're done, they've built something, and it all happened because they had an idea, and they began looking for parts to make that thing come together. And the Lord wants us, I believe, to have things on the shelf. He wants us to have it in inventory. He wants us to have it accessible, or when His inspiration comes, it'll start developing into something that can be meaningful. It can be something that'll be food for someone else. I don't know. My wife at times has maybe thought about planning out a menu like several days or so in advance, but as a general rule, that's never worked for us. A lot of times I'll come home and she may be having some hamburger thawing out on the counter, and she'll give me two or three options. What do you want me to make out of this? You want meatballs? You want meatloaf? Hamburger gravy? And it's like, well, I don't know. It all sounds good to me. But she's got all of the stuff. She can make any one of the three. And the Lord wants us to have that inventory to be able to, maybe you need some healing. Maybe you need some reproof. Maybe you need encouragement. Those songs that come to us in the night, how would they come to us in the night if we hadn't heard them someplace? If we didn't have a book, if we hadn't heard someone sing it, if we hadn't read through the verses, if we, many times I feel like I get way off in the bushes and studying. I'll be looking and something will pop into my, something historical here has happened, and I begin to search for that, and before long I feel like I'm off track here. But you never know when the Lord will bring that back to my mind and be able to use it as an illustration. Many times I've told my wife, I stand up here, especially at the home congregation, and it's like, well, I don't really have any illustrations, but I got a lot of things in on the hook back there. I've got a lot of experiences in life. And many times I get up before the congregation and the illustrations, it's not in my notes, it's not in my head, but as I begin to try to develop the thought with the help of the Lord, He brings those to my mind. He couldn't inspire me with that if I didn't try to glean some nuggets from life. So I just want to challenge us. Not going to keep us this afternoon. I just want to challenge us to put the things in our hearts, in our minds, in our life that the Lord can tap into and inspire us, encourage us, challenge us, motivate us to keep on the winning side. You pray for me. Pardon?
2 Timothy 3:16, the next verse.
The 17th verse. It says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what the Lord can do for us, isn't it? If my wife didn't have the hamburger meat in the deep freeze, down in that room where she's got all the spices and all the other stuff that she, I don't know what it all is. I tell her that we could eat for a month if we had, or maybe more. Now that's just the two of us. If the store shut down, we could eat a long time. And, you know, we can be thoroughly nourished. We can have something that's not just filling. It can be tasty. It can be appetizing to us. And that's what the Lord wants us to have spiritually.